silence to the Lord. Singing out, I love you, Lord. Singing out, I love you. Singing out, I love you. So strong and true. I will tell you how it changed my life completely. He did something no other friend could do. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found a name, a friend so strong and true. I will tell you how it changed my life completely. It is something no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me.
Oh, how much he cares. Your hands and worship. Honor him, adore him.
And I'll cast all my cares upon you.
Just handling individual cares, is handling family cares, national cares. Let your right hand whisper that name, Jesus.
Receive his help. 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 Receive his mercy. Receive his help. Receive his mercy. Receive it now. I prophesy help for your life. Help for our nation. Help for our country. Help for your family. Receive his help and mercy right now, right now, right now.
Anytime I don't know what to do, I will come all my cares upon you.
Receive that hand. Thank you, Master. He will help us. He will help us. And he will help us. Precious name of Jesus. Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. This morning we want to deal with a very important subject. It is titled Thieves of Joy. The things that steal joy. Thieves of joy. And our objective is to understand those forces that steal our joy. We saw in the midweek the factors that enhance joy. And the flip side of those factors will steal joy. So if we say uprightness will guarantee joy, it means the guilt of sin will steal joy. Is that right? And if we say that the presence of God brings joy, it means that when you are disconnected from his presence, you lose joy. So we may not be dealing with all that in detail now. Maybe later we may handle them. Or probably by virtue of review, alright, we'll look at that later, but let's look at the thieves of joy, the factors that steal our joy. By way of introduction, it is important to note the following. First, that joy is a critical, crucial asset of irreplaceable value in the life of the child of God. It's a critical, crucial asset of irreplaceable value in the life of the child of God. It's an asset, is something that can't be replaced. If you lack joy, nothing replaces it. Money can't replace it. Education can't replace it. Second, the enemy fights joy in the life of the Christian because of the relevance of joy. The enemy fights joy in the life of the Christian because he knows the relevance of joy. That's why he said rejoice. That is, make a decision. Because the enemy fights joy. Third, the enemy uses several channels to fight the joy of the child of God. Several channels. That was why the Bible said we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. That must be 1 Corinthians 2:11 or 2 Corinthians 2:11. We are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy, lest Satan gain advantage of us. He passes through, uses several channels to fight the joy of the child of God. And this is the most crucial point of all I am saying now. Fourth, the child of God is responsibility bound to defend his or her joy. By all means and at all costs. The child of God is responsibility bound to defend his or her joy. By all means and at all costs. That is, fight for your joy like you fight for your life. Fight for your joy like you fight for your salvation, because there is joy of salvation. Having said that, what are those forces that steal the joy? Number one, the wrong impute or intake. The wrong impute or intake. This is in form of information, news, or whatever you put into your system. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. He said, keep your heart with all diligence. Mount guard over the gates of your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. What you hear, what you see, affects. Now, let me say it like this. First, what you feed into your soul and spirit affects how you fare in life. What you feed into your soul and spirit affects how you fare in life. Connected to books of fiction or non-fiction that instill fear, put doubt and pessimism in your life, connected to stories that don't inspire, it is impossible to have joy. That was why the psalmist says, your book was found, and I did eat them, and it was the rejoicing of my soul. Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16. So what you feed on determines the rejoicing of your soul. If it is the word of God, and things that are word based, and things that inspire and instill faith and confidence, then they can be the rejoicing of your soul. But if it is something else, they can be the depression of your soul. The wrong impute, the wrong intake. Number two is the wrong association. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33. The Bible said, be not deceived. Evil communication or evil association corrupts good manners. Evil association. The people of your life can determine the joy of your life. They can. And this is the meaning of it to you first. Your association determines your celebration. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 and in verse 5 and 6, Samuel told Saul, you will come to the garrison of the Philistines and you will meet a company of people who are celebrating. With psaltery, with tabret, with pipe and harp, and that atmosphere will affect you. Your association determines your celebration. Association with depression can never produce the atmosphere of celebration. Some of us, the kind of friends you keep are the reason why you can't be excited. Because they are either depressed or depressive. Some are depressed, depressive, or depressing. They step into your life and joy steps out. Don't force yourself to be in any such relationship. There are people who are already depressed in courtship. They haven't married yet. They are already depressed. They are already, and you are moving like an axe to the slaughter. The association. Association is never by force, it's by choice. And listen to this, I have said it 1,000 times. It's better to walk alone than to walk with the wrong crowd. Better to walk alone than to walk with the wrong crowd. Nothing is by force in life except to make heaven. Somebody visits you once and visits you twice, and every time he visits you, you lose your peace. What does wisdom demand? Minimize, limit, arrest, resist, frustrate, annihilate, eliminate the visit. Every time you see the call of a particular person coming, your heart starts beating. What does wisdom demand? Bounce the call. Be busy. Thank God there are many features on the phone today. Phone was made for people. People were not made for phone. You bought the phone. Phone didn't buy you. My daughter was very surprised one day when we were talking on a table, dining table, we were eating, and phone kept ringing. Phone kept ringing. So I picked the phone, picked it, and offed it. Picked off. You say, I like that style. I say, yes. Grr, grr, grr. I owe you. Any challenge? Am I communicating at all? Sister, you don't. Life must be lived deliberately, not accidentally. You live deliberately. You live deliberately. Don't live life at random motion. Don't let things happen to you, happen to things. Am I speaking to somebody here? Don't let life happen to you, happen to life. You calculate, orchestrate, organize, galvanize your moves, your steps, your actions to line up with your vision.
Somebody tells me, I'm coming to see you tomorrow by 10 a.m. I say, okay, give me an appointment. You are coming to see me by 10 a.m. I'm not asking for an appointment. If you want to see me, tell me when I can see you. I'll be coming tomorrow. By 10 a.m. I'll see you. How? Why? You are the one to see me. I don't have a schedule for 10 a.m. So I should arrange all schedules away because you are coming by 10 a.m. You are the one looking for appointment. I didn't ask for appointment. If I ask for appointment, you give me time. If you are asking for appointment, I give you time. And there are people who put their life on, especially villagers. They can easily do that. I am coming tomorrow. You say, no, sir, not tomorrow. Say, so when can I come? Say, I will let you know later. Am I communicating? You don't put your life under pressure. You have one life to live. Don't endure it. Enjoy it. Is God speaking to somebody here? You have got one life to live. Don't live it under pressure. Live it under pleasure, in pleasure. Wrong association. Number three is the attitude of ingratitude. The attitude of ingratitude. Psalm 100 verse 1 to 4. He said, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. This is the mystery. First, there is a connection between thankfulness and joyfulness. There is a connection between thankfulness and joyfulness. To be thankful is to be joyful. To be thankful is to be joyful. To see no reason to be thankful is to see no reason to be joyful. And listen, my brothers and my sisters, no matter how bad things are, there is something to thank God for. There is something. Just be a gratitude harvester. You know, I told you some time ago, and I want to repeat it for you again, that on a daily basis, if you can find at least 6 to 7 things daily to thank God for, just make it a life. Let that be the beginning of your prayers. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for health. I'm grateful for the gift of salvation, that's third. I'm grateful for the privilege of his calling and his election. I'm grateful for daily supplies. And then you are grateful for any other thing around your life, and just continuously. It is only the person who is alive that can marry. And to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. So as long as you are alive, marriage is still a possibility. Children is still a possibility. A car is still a possibility. A house is still a possibility. Hey! And don't look at your clock. Look at his time. He makes all things beautiful in his time. You can be 50 years old and still give birth to triplets. You can be 60 years old and still give birth to twins for the first time. Don't let the devil deceive you with the time. He makes all things beautiful in his time. Somebody give the Lord a louder shout of victory. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? If you do what I am talking about, you'll be moving and you'll be shining.
People will be wondering, what is the secret of this mansion? He must have 1 billion in the account. Not necessarily. You don't have a billion naira in your account, but you have a billion reasons to be alive. A million reasons to be alive. Ay, 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 ay. You are a gratitude billionaire. You have billions of reasons to be thanking God. And you have Is God speaking to somebody here? Is God speaking to somebody here? Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. If you have an obedient wife, a committed wife, humble wife, don't take it for granted. Thank God. Many times I tell God, thank you for my wife, the gift of my wife. Huh? Otherwise, if I come home one day and wife jack your neck, you don't know there are places where they... and wife jack your neck and say, I have been patient with you, I will deal with you now. You think the women that do that are crazy? You don't know what come up in them. You say one thing, she say 10. Sit down there. You sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. You say you are powerful. You beat her, they cry with his further distraction. Be screaming for the next 3 days. You see, there are many things we take for granted. Many things. Obedient children, thank God. Dutiful, committed husband, thank God. You came home and your husband arrived home by 7 a.m. There are people who have been, 7 p.m. There are people who have been praying for husband to return home for the last 7 days. One woman texted me during the lockdown for prayer. Hello? He texted me during the lockdown for prayer. Not in town here, from another town. I should pray for her. The only place a husband can find where to spend time during lockdown is with a strange woman. This lockdown where nobody is moving is with a strange woman. He locked down with a strange woman. That is the worst form of lockdown. Mother is at home. Children is at home. The young boys and girls. And husband is somewhere. Here you are. 7 p.m., husband has arrived. 5 o'clock, husband has arrived. He's at home with you in weekend. And you are still challenging him. Anybody has any reason to thank God, stand on your feet with a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. The loudest shout of victory. Give the Lord a praise. Please be seated. And one good thing we know is that gratitude is a fertile seed, a healthy seed that reproduces after its kind. Don't forget. When you sow seeds of gratitude, you begin to reap a harvest of multiplied reasons to be grateful. A harvest of multiplied reasons to be grateful. A harvest of multiplied reasons. A harvest. When you begin to sow seeds of gratitude, you will begin to reap a harvest of multiplied reasons to be grateful. It is your day. Number 4, thief of joy. Is what we call the low self-esteem. And I think that if time permits me, I will zero down on this a little bit. The low self-esteem. A sense of low self-worth. In Judges chapter 6 verse 15, we saw this in the life of Gideon.
And he said, when the angel of the Lord was encountering Gideon, speaking to him, giving him direction about the deliverance of Israel, he said, "Oh my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. What can I achieve? See who I am, see where I am." And the Lord said unto him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man." I like to go to town a little bit because the Lord showed me that the majority of human beings are in this category. Many people. Note this. A low feeling about yourself, about self, ultimately translates into a low feeling in life generally. When you feel low about yourself, it is mandatory to feel low in life. I'd like you to hear me very carefully here. There are three things that a low self-esteem will affect. One, it affects joy and excitement. When you don't feel well about yourself, you don't feel that you are up to others, it affects joy and excitement. Number two, it affects energy and enthusiasm levels. When you feel, when you have low self-worth, inferiority complexity, it affects energy and enthusiasm. You are just moving through life very dull. No energy, no enthusiasm. Third, it affects performance and competence. When people don't feel right about themselves, they can't perform well consistently. It affects performance and competence. Can I go ahead? Joy and excitement are affected. Energy and enthusiasm levels are affected. Performance and competence are affected. What are the causes of low self-esteem? Number one, consistent personal failure or mistakes. Personal failures or mistakes from the past, they can lead to low self-esteem. When you have underperformed consistently, child failing in class consistently, and those kind of things. But the decision to do here is to refuse to fail. I don't know whether I have the time. I told you of W.F. Kumuyi, who had failed consistently in the class until form 4, taught them form 4. And he was talking with, that's God's servant, and he was talking with his classmate. I listened to his message titled "Why Leaders Fail" in the year of 1987. It is, that's 33 years ago thereabout. And he said he was talking with his friend and laughing, and one teacher looked at him and said, William Florence Kumuyi is his name, W.F. Kumuyi, "Others are laughing, you are laughing too. Other people are laughing, you can laugh." He was at the tail end of the class. He made up his mind that he had failed for the last time. So if people are laughing, I can't laugh because I'm failing. And he went back and he studied. When from 5, what you call JS or SS1 now, came. He came forward in the class. Second term, he went to the front of the class. Third term, he came out as the best. Only 3 terms. Sat at home and read for A-levels at home by himself. Applied physics, pure maths, applied mathematics, and then, I believe, physics or something. And then entered University of Ibadan, graduated in 1968 as the overall best student in the university. Overall best. With an average of, I think, 99% in mathematics. If you had failed and failed and failed and failed, just say, I'm failing no more. Consistent personal mistakes or failure. Number
2, and this affects many of us here, harsh, negative, demeaning words from authority figures. Harsh, negative, demeaning words from authority figures. Many of us, we have been victims of harsh words, demeaning words. Authority figures, maybe your parents, maybe classroom teacher. Classroom teacher told me in primary 2, somebody like you, people like you don't amount to anything. I was playing at the back of the class and I was very playful at that time. That classroom teacher has since looked for me for help. Negative, demeaning words. And I want to use this opportunity to please beg parents. Many parents destroy their children with their words and actions. You destroy your children. And when you do that, you speak negative, harsh, demeaning words to children, you will give rise to at least 2 things. First, you will raise children that lack confidence in life. You raise children that are not confident in life. Also, you raise children that can't face challenges. They can't face challenges. I'll talk about more of that in the next service. Negative words. I counseled with someone some time ago who as a child was always accused of doing the wrong thing. Always. That is, anything is missing, you are the one. Anything was lost, you are the one. Somebody on the television, yeah, I know you are the one. Until this child grew up very timid, very frightened. She said she came to a point where she would apologize for what she didn't do. Who did that? I'm the one. I'm sorry. And then they go through life apologizing. Apologizing about everything. I came across people who as children, when other people look for their trouble, their parents will beat them. For the trouble, others look for them. The parents will take side with the people, the aggressor. The parent takes side with the aggressor. I want to thank God for some godly parents that raised some of us up. My mother will tie her wrapper and follow you if possible. Let's go, let's go. She insulted the hell out of a woman who dared me as a child. I can't forget it. I can't forget it. She followed me, looked at the woman and said, look at your eyes like goat. At that time, she lost her sanctification temporarily. She dealt the hell out of that woman. And by the time we were through, I marched like majesty. With her, you never felt low at all. Never, you couldn't feel low. Maybe she overdid it at times in positively. She said, don't near the kitchen, you are a man. You said, I have children to go to kitchen. I have girls that will go to kitchen. So I want you to be a man. Am I communicating at all? Many people, and that is why you see children grow up. This one has a first class brain but is failing in life. The other one has a brain that is average but is on the top in life. It's a product of how they were raised. But I am here by the anointing of the Holy Ghost because I am by His grace we are parents too. And any negative thing that has entered into your life on the grounds of parental upbringing, I declare they are deleted today in the name of Jesus. Listen to this story. Let me tell you a story. Oh, my time is up. A young boy was in the class in Britain. And he was in the same class with the sister. He was dull-headed. So one day in class, they asked a question. He lifted up his hand, tried to answer. And he said the wrong thing, and the whole class laughed. Mocked at him. And he looked towards his sister. Senior sister was in the same class. And the sister was laughing at him too. That was what broke him. Oh. He felt, all these people are mocking me, you are mocking too. He walked out of that class in rage and vowed. He said, human beings are bad. That is including any human being. He became a serial killer. He killed people without heart. Merciless killer. Because he felt that nobody is worth it. If my sister can mock at me in the class, along with others, then what is what? Who is worth it? Those are the kind of things that children turn out later to become when they have these terrible feelings. Children, women are also victims. There are women today who are a shadow of themselves because of husband treatment. Husband telling wife, liability wife, burden you are in my life. What can you become? You don't know what to do except to be eaten in this house. And he's saying that to a wife, and before long, potential dies. Beautiful woman begins to look ugly. Highly talented woman becomes bankrupt. Please, let's be careful. Let's be careful. If you don't want anybody's daughter, hand them over to their parents. Divorce is not allowed. But that is better than destroying a person's life forever. Be careful what you say to your children. I hate you. I wish you are not my child. What? And God gave you those children? I've met children before who told me, if not that they say that woman is my mother, I would have doubted. If not that they said she gave birth to me, I am in doubt. What kind of people are we raising? Low self-esteem. Many are suffering out of low self-esteem. There are those who don't ever know what it means to experience love or acceptance. Father is coming home, everybody is diving and hiding. What a man. You are not a man, sir, with all due respect. A real man protects. A real man loves. A real man. Till today, I still carry this big boy on my back. Carry him just on my back. Say, come, I want to carry you. We are playing. See, today I still carry these children in my hands, like this. Till tomorrow. And thank God there is no overdose of affection. No side effects. Take your seat. Are you following what I'm saying here today? The kind of atmosphere that people grow, it affects the kind of life they live. I'm in my study room and one comes and says, excuse me, sir, can I take water from this dispenser? I said, don't ever ask like that another time. If I have it, you have it. Take it. What is not available to you is what is not affordable by me. I told them, I said, I want to model the picture of Heavenly Father. If I am not afraid to approach my Heavenly Father, you shouldn't be afraid to approach me. A child is not doing well in school, it is your blood. Hold yourself responsible. takes to make that child do well. Do everything it takes. Do everything. As children, I do homework with my children. As busy as a busy pastor. See, today they ask me questions. A couple of them are in my field, so they ask questions. Am I communicating at all? I'm not bragging, but examples communicate principles. I don't have no need to brag. But let us be real and let us be practical. Let us not destroy their future today. Let us protect their future today by the things we do. Somebody say amen. Let me stop there. I'll continue the second service. What are the causes of low self-esteem? Consistent personal mistakes or failure, harsh negative demeaning words from authority figures. Number three, rejection situations. Rejection situations. Maybe your relationship failed. The man who wanted to marry you say he won't marry you again. The girl who wanted to marry you say he went for another person. And you begin to feel less than others. You failed. You've been applying for visa and they have been rejecting. And you wonder, what is wrong with me? I spoke with somebody some time ago. They said, bring your bank account. He brought his bank account and there are millions in his account, legitimate millions. And they rejected him visa. So we suspect the money. So the question is, there are people who got American visa and British visa and begin to look for airfare to travel. There is a person who can buy the whole first class cabin and travel, and they say, you know, those kind of upside down operations, you look at yourself. What is wrong with me? If there is anything wrong with you, God will show you. But for most of us, nothing is wrong with you. The rejections you are experiencing is because the devil fears your future. I know of people who are massive victims of rejection. If anybody should be nothing because of rejection, the person standing before you should have been nothing. I knew a man in Christ, like Paul the Apostle would say, whose mother and father had problem with each other. And the father took the mother back to his father's, to the in-law. Took the mother back. He said, I won't marry your daughter again. What did she do? Well, I just don't want to marry her again. What are the children? I dash you the children with the mother. What are the boys? Them too. I dash you all of them. I don't need any of them. And yet, the unction for rejection arrived. I said, when you are rejected, I release upon you the anointing. All the way up to show that the stones the builders rejected becomes the head of the corner. It is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our sight. Am I communicating at all? I mean, there are people who have experienced all manner of things. All manner. And then they reject, or those who rejected begin to look for them later. Reconcile good quality relationship. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Rejection situations give people low self-esteem, but I've just said to you, your rejection is the best place for the unction. Number four. Situation of rejection. I mean, situation of low self-worth is what you might call unkind remarks and insults. Let's say unkind and uncomplimentary remarks. regarding physical limitations or challenges, unkind or uncomplimentary remarks regarding physical challenges or limitations, unkind. There's something they call in our place body insult. Insult of body. Where people look at you and say, your ear is too large. Your nose is too fat. Your eye is too big. You have body odor. Am I free to talk on this, some of these things? You are talking, somebody turns away his face. Says your breath is foul. And how human beings are able to do that to another human being is a mystery. If the person's ear is large, did he create himself? If the person's nose is large, did that person create himself? They say you are ugly. I am talking directly to people now. One day, I was with a woman, a pastor's wife. Every time she talks, she closes her mouth like this. I said, why are you closing your mouth? She said, she has mouth odor. I said, I have not perceived any odor at all. I called my wife. I said, come. Speak into my nose. She said, no. I said, speak. And she spoke. And the air was as clear as clean air. But she grew up. Maybe somebody told her that. Maybe you are like that. One of the things that God is dealing with today is the spirit of rejection. The spirit of low self-worth is coming out of somebody today. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. Say the loudest amen. How do you handle low self-worth? You know that this part of the message is the major bulk of the message. How do you handle low self-worth? Number one, see yourself as God sees you. God says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. See yourself as God sees you. Number two, decide to turn your liability into an asset. Turn your liability into an asset. Whatever they say is wrong with you, make it right. I heard the story of a man they call Nicodemus Papadopoulos. He had a big nose. And they mocked him for his big nose. So he became a comedian and turned his big nose to begin to make money. He made a jest of himself for money. Thirdly, renew your mind with the word. Renew your mind. Romans chapter 12 verse 1 to 2. He said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew your mind with the word. Number four, reject the spirit of devaluation. Refuse to be devalued. Reject the spirit of devaluation. And finally, avoid climates that emphasize your deficiency. Avoid such climates. Avoid climates that emphasize your deficiency. Hallelujah. That is how to deal with low self-worth. And I have two general counsels for this message. Number one counsel.
Do all that is within your power to defend your joy. All that is within your power to defend your joy.
Number two,
seek spiritual help to deal with the spirit of heaviness where necessary. Seek spiritual help.
Do all that is within your power to defend your joy. And second,
seek spiritual help to deal with the spirit of depression.
When it cannot be handled and you have tried your best and you lack joy, seek spiritual help.
Someone say amen. Someone say amen.
Anybody blessed here today, say amen. I think I needed to add that story I told you of the one who handed the wife and so on, returned back later to beg. Returned back later to demand for wife, for children. Returned back. Looks like I cleared whatever it was. Returned back. And became the best of friends to those who were once rejected. The best of friends. The best. The best. He poured blessing, released continuously. The best. So don't be overbothered about what you suffer today. It will soon turn. And the best will come out of the worst.
Stand up on your friend with a shout of praise. Stand up on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. Say after me, everything is turning around for my good. 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 Everything is turning around.
Wow. I just have a feeling that something heavy has just been downloaded. I don't think I've preached this kind of preaching for 20 something years. This particular topic has never been preached. But you feel change. Listen, he told me from the office that the spirit of low self-esteem, that thing that makes you look like a shadow of yourself, today is the end of it. It is going out today. It is going out today. It is going out today. Lift up your hands and lift your voice and give him the praise. 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 Give him the honor. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Lift your voice and honor him. Lift your voice and adore him. Lift your voice and magnify him. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the supremacy, the dominion, the rule, and the sovereignty. Thank you, Master. And 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 thank you, Master. We praise you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, El Shaddai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Elohim. Thank you, Rofeka. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands high. We praise and give you glory. We praise and honor you. We praise and give you glory. We praise and honor you. Honor you. We praise and give you glory. Oh Lord, we praise and honor you. We praise and keep you glory. We praise and honor you. this is a very liberating message. Very, very liberating. Lift your hands and thank God for the freedom you have seen, the freedom you have witnessed, the freedom you have experienced from this preaching. Just lift your hands and lift your voice and appreciate Him. Honor Him, adore Him, worship Him. Magnify Him for the freedom. Magnify Him for the liberty. Magnify Him, honor Him, adore Him. Leperata sika dagalayadada. Worship Him. Glorify Him. Adore Him. Magnify Him. Honor Him. Worship Him. Adore Him. Thank you, Master. In the precious name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. I'm going to do two prayers this morning. Three prayers very, very quickly. As long as our time will permit. The first prayer is a prayer for surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want to go forward ever, backward never. You pick your Bibles, you pick your bags from wherever you are and just step to the front quickly. I'll give you the count of 7. Pastor, the message touched me today and the first thing I want to do out of this message is to surrender my life to Jesus. Is to ask for my sins to be forgiven. Is to make Jesus Lord over my life. I want today to mark a new day. Quickly, pick your Bibles and pick your bags and step forward here. And I'll give you the count of 7. 1.
Lord, I give you
2.
I give you my soul.
3.
Live for you alone.
4.
Every breath that I take. Every moment I'm away.
6.
I live for you.
Every alone. Way. 7.
Every moment I'm away.
Keep coming.
Jesus, have the way in me.
Just one moment. There are those out of rejection, out of low self-worth. I've seen some young girls dash themselves to men where they feel affirmation. Where they feel they are loved and appreciated. I've seen some people give themselves over to Indian hemp. Some give themselves over to alcohol. Where they feel they can feel this vacuum in their heart. Anyone like that, please join us as well. Maybe you are bound by a substance, an addiction. Something has chained you. Something has tied your life. Something has held you back. And you are saying, Pastor, I want to be completely free. I want to be genuinely born again. You want to also rededicate yourself to God. Anywhere you are in this crowd, quickly step forward. Quickly, go ahead. I'll give you the count of 7. Another 7. 1.
Lord, I give
2.
You my life. Hey, I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm away. Jesus, have your way.
Everybody sing. Father, we give you the praise. What a crowd of people. I'm appreciative of this message and its impact on your life. Place your right hand on your chest as you pray this prayer with me. And say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken. A new day, a new season, and a new help is released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations for giving your life to Christ on a day like this. I believe, give the Lord the praise. It's a new day and a new season. Hallelujah. God bless you. I'm going to pray for a second category of people. You have been battling with low self-worth, inferiority complex. Your image is battered. There are some who can't even look at themselves in a mirror. They feel they hate what they see. They are trusting God for freedom. I can't say come out because I'm sure there will be so many people. Don't be ashamed. Lift up your hand where you are, your right hand, and I'm going to pray for you. All eyes closed. I'm battling with, maybe because of the kind of things I passed through as a child, I am battling. Some, talk about that in the next service. Lift up your hands. Negative experiences of life, and you are battling. Lift it up.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Now everybody say this after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you today. I receive the grace to live for you. I receive the grace to do your will. I receive the grace to be everything you have in mind for me to be. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. I receive grace. I receive it. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. I receive grace. I receive the 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 grace. I receive Mahashada. Iperete kezegalabaya. Itadalabaya. Leparata sekebalaya. Leperete sikalaya. Leparanagaya. Leperete sikadigalaya. Leperete sikolaya. Leperete setelina. Leperete sikobalaya. I receive that grace. So shall it be. Everybody lift up your two hands. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. I prophesy healing. I prophesy wholeness to every self-esteem that has been battered, that has been butchered, that has been ruined. I prophesy resurrection. I prophesy restoration. I prophesy resurrection. I prophesy restoration. In the name of Jesus.
Mashado bagalaya da hasadadash.
Le perete sike badagalaya hasha. Le ke perete ke zigalaya hasha. Le perete sike badaya hasalash.
I prophesy. Help from above. Mercy from above. Grace from above. In the name of Jesus. In the cross, be my glory. To my rapture soul shall find rest beyond the reach. You came with your materials. This message today is to pull you up where the enemy put you down. Pick your mantles and or your material points of contact that you want God to bless for you. You want God to breathe on for you and lift it higher.
Till my rapture soul shall find rest beyond the reach. And the cross shall find rest beyond the reach.
In Acts chapter 3, verse 7, Peter and John, they lifted the man by the right hand. That is called impartation. And immediately, his feet and ankle bones received strength. I prophesy a lifting upon what you have lifted up right now. Every document and every material you are lifting before God today. Whatever is the reason for its impotence, whatever weakened it, I declare the weakness is over. The weakness is over. The weakness is over. I prophesy strength upon what is in your hands. I prophesy purpose upon what is in your hands. I prophesy fulfillment upon what is in your hands. In the name of Jesus, I decree a lift. I decree a lifting. I decree a lifting. I decree a lifting from whatever position the enemy has kept you. You are lifted. You are lifted. You are lifted. The document in your hands shall produce your open door. Those trusting God for the fruit of the womb, your children are released. Your visa is released. And whatever is needed for you is released. With our hands lifted up, we prophesy and agree concerning Nigeria. We declare the frustration that the nation is now expires immediately. We declare the lifting up of our nation. 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 The lifting up of our nation to another level. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Before the week is out, we shall testify. As individuals, as a people, as a generation, as a nation. You believe that? Say loud amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat.